This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, Callum needs to get something to eat in the next 7 minutes before his next meeting.
And I need to wee because I'm drinking so much water.
With your new bottle.
I know, I didn't think I'd be one of these motivational water bottles, but God, I've gone through that entire show this
morning.
It's amazing.
1.6 litres.
That's very good.
I was
one more of them now. Or one and a half more of them and that'll be your...
It's only 2 litres, isn't it?
That's 40 litres. That's what, how much? 1.6, yeah. So you drink 4 litres a day.
I thought it was 2 litres a day.
No, 4 litres a day.
I think it's a bit more than that.
Is it?
Yeah. That's what I'm on my programme anyway, is 4 litres.
I wondered because I finally moved away from the plastic bottles to a reusable bottle. And I was wondering, will I drink the same amount? And yeah, that's one, like I filled that this morning and I've gone back to refill again.
Use both are so good. I have to go home. So say, for example, I wake up every morning and I have my pint of water.
Well, oh, do you?
Yeah, first thing, before I get out of bed, with my pint of water.
Oh, well done.
I have it there ready. And then throughout the show, I'll drink one 600 milliliter. Mm. And then I'll go home with my lunch. I'll have another litre. And then whenever I think about it, I'll have another, not litre, pint. And then I'll just, every so often throughout the day. But because I'm so bad with drinking water as I go along the day, I have to go, now I'll have a pint of water and drink the full pint there.
That's not, to me, that's not an enjoyable way to
drink
water.
No, it's not.
And that's why people don't like it, because you're forcing it down
yourself. You're chugging it right
when you're sipping away. How much a day, Callum?
How much water should I drink per day?
Give me a sec while I check. A good general target is about 2 to 3 liters of fluids a day. More if you're active or in hot weather. Listen to thirst and aim
for... Shut up.
Okay, so at the moment it's hotter.
Why is your chat being so slow?
And you're swimming. So drink more.
I'm just drinking the pool.
Are you swimming?
Now and again in Latmines.
Ah, no.
I love that pool.
Nice.
Yeah. The swimming's great. You know my friend, you know our friend Niall, Dave?
I do.
The last like 6 weeks, he is swimming 5 days a week.
Oh, Niall.
He's really into it.
Stop. Is he in the sea?
No, he's not in the sea. He's doing, you know, the hotel close by.
Yeah. Very good. Fair play to him.
He's swimming.
That's brilliant.
I'm telling you, lads, everyone's like a fish these days.
Yeah, very good.
We will see you on the show in the morning. Well, we won't see you, but you know the crack. Yeah, I'll imagine you and you'll imagine us. And we will chat in the morning.
Good luck.
It's right.
Spins on.
You've got Emma, Dave and Fiona.
Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. Welcome back, Emma Nolan.
Thank you so much. I feel like I've come back to a different season.
It's like a different city out there. It looks a bit...
bit overcast and dull, yeah.
Yeah, a bit Russian or something. Do you know what I mean?
Like, oh, I know what you mean. Like whenever you see a Russian movie and the clouds are always there,
the clouds
hanging
are there
down low.
Yeah, it just feels a bit grey today, doesn't
it? Cold as well. Like today's the first time it feels like an age has actually put the heat in.
Soviet,
on in the car.
I think was the word I was looking for.
I get
a bit Soviet.
Yeah. It always looks really cold in Russia. It's never ever portrayed. Like I'm sure they have the most fabulous summers.
But then they
we'll never get that in a movie.
Yeah, but then they have like you go into any movie and it's in Mexico and like everything is like yellow.
Yeah, beautiful.
Came over it. No, but it's like yellow as in like the sand dunes and whatever else. Do you know what I mean? That kind of vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's looking a bit Soviet out there, to be honest. It's hopefully, I presume it'll get better later on.
No, I don't know, lads. I wasn't sure about it at all today. I was convinced because I fell asleep last night with my hair wet. Classic. Didn't dry my hair. And I thought there was like a bit of a shiver around because of that.
So do you wake up with a cold when that happens?
Yeah, you would. You'd be a bit shivery because you've just been sleeping with a wet head all night kind of a thing. But no, it's not about my hair. It's just, I would want to, you know what I felt on my face yesterday, lads? A bit of drizzle. First time in weeks, yeah. There's a bit of drizzle.
Is this on the island?
We were just literally getting on the ferry and I was like, is that a splash of the waves or what? But no, there was just a tiny little cloud doing its thing over our heads.
Interesting.
Forgot what it felt like.
Yeah, I was going to say, you haven't seen that in a while.
Mm. It was actually kind of nice.
Yeah, just shut up.
After
shut
a late,
up immediately.
After a late night out, a bit of drizzle in the face, I was like,
we
oh,
don't
thank
want
God.
It. Did you, I know you were on the island for your family trip. Did you watch the World Cup final?
We did, yeah.
Bit crap, wasn't it?
Bit boring.
Yeah,
it was a bit boring. A few more goals and I would have kept it a bit more exciting.
I actually thought it was going to be, before it started, I thought it was going to be like the World Cup to remember forever, the final, like because of the whole Messi and Lamine Yamal thing.
Yes.
Obviously, I want to talk about it because the World Cup is over and I'm sad about that. Because my evenings have now opened up and I don't want my evenings to have opened up.
I saw someone say online yesterday, Wimbledon's over, the World Cup is over, now it's just me alone with my very large thoughts. And don't worry, because autumn's coming and everything's going to die.
I think that was online comedian Alistair Green.
Oh, was it?
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I couldn't agree
more.
You
saw that as well.
I did. He's brilliant. But yeah, it's so true. There's nothing to look forward to now. Mm. So everyone needs to book a holiday.
It's so funny because if you remember, cast your mind 6 or 7 weeks ago, we were like, not really interested in the World Cup. Couldn't care less. It's going to be rubbish. Going to be rubbish. And then as soon as the World Cup happened, like the first minute, oh my God, love the World Cup.
I love the World Cup so much.
Even me, who wouldn't be a big football fan, have been enjoying. It's nice to have something going on that everyone can kind of talk about.
We've 31 days until the Premier League. That's all I know.
It was just so great, like, hearing people in the shops and on the bus talking about the World Cup.
It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. But as I said, I thought it was going to be the final to remember purely because of the whole Messi and Lamine Yamal thing. Because you've probably seen online this photo that went around from years ago where a young Lionel Messi was doing a charity photo shoot and he was given a baby a bath and the baby is Lamine Yamal.
Which is absolutely mental as a twist of fate.
It's crazy. I'm sure everyone has seen this. But there's other weird things when it comes to Messi and Lamine Yamal.
Okay.
And they all surround the number 19.
Okay.
Dave's getting into conspiracy theory territory.
Maybe there's a psychic listening who understands why. I've heard that 19 is supposed to be something to do with like the restart of a cycle.
Right, okay.
Which is very interesting for these reasons. At the time, Messi was wearing the number 19 for Barcelona. That's when he took the photo shoot with Lamine Yamal. And he just made his World Cup debut wearing the same number for Argentina. Mm-hmm. Number 19. Fast forward, how many years?
19?
19 years. Lamine Yamal is now wearing number 19 for Spain at the World Cup. Both Messi and Yamal have had birthdays during the World Cup.
They both happened to turn 19 at some point.
Yamal turned 19 the day before the semi-final. During Messi's World Cup debut back in 2006, he turned 19 years old.
That is weird. Just at the same time. Yeah, that's a small reach. Yeah. But also, I'm still with you.
Not only that, their birthdays are 19 days apart.
Oh, interesting.
And they met for the first time in their careers at the World Cup final, which was held on July 19th.
Wow. Okay, that is interesting.
Okay, I thought it was more interesting.
Yeah, it's grand.
I thought that blew my mind.
Is it not? And Yamal is 19, but Messi is not, so we can't make that.
You're looking at it like,
well,
you know the way some people say, like, everything adds up to 9?
Yeah.
You add, like, I don't know.
I know, I was even thinking they're 19, like, 9 and 1, 10, what could I make there? The connection between them.
Messi wears number 10.
Well, there you go.
Boom, found another one. Keep going.
I did see, there was just a video doing the rounds of Messi on the pitch after the final whistle, sitting on the grass, like, just obviously taking it all in and being sad. And Yamal walks towards him, and just out of respect, he has to get on his feet to meet him. I just thought there is something lovely between them.
Yeah, there is. But also, like, Messi has such a grow for Barcelona as a team. Like, it's his favourite team in the entire world.
Okay.
And so he'll always have love for, like, Lamine Yamal because he plays for Barcelona.
Gotcha.
Do you know what I
mean? It was a bit of a lousy final, though.
It was. Do you think Messi and Ronaldo will play in the next World Cup?
I'm going to say yeah.
Both of them?
Yeah. Just because I just feel like I know them.
You think you know their vibes?
I know their kind of vibes.
I was on an island over the weekend, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit more after 8 o'clock this morning.
It's been a while since I did that.
I literally just got back. It's the first time I've mentioned it.
Mentioned what?
No, I'm not feeding into it. Anyway, Dave, I can't tell you how much you would have despised the hotel that we stayed at over the weekend.
Oh no.
Now I loved it, but in the same way it was like, it's funny because I haven't stayed in a hotel in ages, and like this was 3 nights in a hotel. It was bloody spicy enough cost wise as well. But anyway, I was really looking forward to it on top of the whole trip.
Now
why
would
I have
despised it? What am I like? What do I enjoy?
You
paint a picture here.
Luxury, darling.
Okay.
You like a fancy ass hotel. If you could find a 6-star, you would. Yeah.
that old important question of, hey, do you want to go camping? Simply no. Never.
Yeah.
Never, ever, ever.
Dave would prefer a hotel section where, like, the 5 stars aren't enough. It's 5-star plus or something. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Turbo 5-star. And this was certainly not turbo 5-star. Yeah, okay. You can imagine why. It's an Irish island. It's very basic. But the thing, I'm fine with that. Just to be really clear, I was absolutely grand with that. But there was one thing that disappointed me that I thought he'd be fuming.
Oh, right. God. Go on.
You come out for breakfast in the morning. The way these islands I've learned worked is it's just on their time or not at all.
Okay.
Breakfast was served between the hours of 9 and 10. And
what?
If you wanted something at 10 past 10, forget about it. If you wanted something at 5 to 9, forget about it.
Okay.
There is one woman manning the operation. I mean, from setting tables to taking orders to going to cook the food to dropping it back. Okay, this is a one-woman operation, all right? The breakfast room...
Was it an Airbnb or was it...
No, it was a hotel.
It was an actual hotel.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you walk in and it's very much like setting back into the 90s. You know the mini boxes of cereal that do...
Oh, like, yeah.
Do you remember
like
those? Like the little mini Cocoa Pops or the Crunchy Nut or whatever. Get your glass of orange juice. Perfect.
Stay in a hotel for breakfast. I always got the little tubs of Nutella. Do you remember them?
Oh, yeah.
They were a huge treat. Like.
There was none of them in Inish Boffin, I tell you. But here are your breakfast options. Are you ready?
Go on.
Settle in now. It's a long menu. Full Irish or half Irish?
Next.
That's it. Oh, sorry, the vegetarian option just doesn't have the meat, so do you want just eggs?
And the little bottle, the little boxes of cereal, yeah?
That was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have the full Irish, please.
Okay, I had the full Irish. Was it good? As well. Yeah, it was absolutely stunning. It was just so funny. She was like, so our breakfast options are... We were like, oh, do you have a menu? She was like, no, it's full Irish, half Irish.
Okay.
And we were like, waiting for more, and she was like...
That's so funny.
Oh, are you a vegetarian? Then we just don't give the meat. I was like... Perfect. I'll take.
What if you're vegan? What do they give you then? Here's a potato. Shut up.
Yeah, yeah. And I loved as well at the main little table where you have the like the mini cereals. There was a fruit bowl, but it looked like a fruit bowl that'd be in your gaff.
Yeah.
Do you know what
I
mean? Like, as in, they probably haven't updated those bananas in a week or two.
This is rough. You're right. I am bougie, and I do like my luxury. This sounds really, really tough.
It really wouldn't have been for you.
It's kind of the thing. Like, that's probably my camping. Do you know what I mean? Like a three star.
Where is my God if you got that when you were camping at Electric Beat or any festival? You'd be like, oh my God, thank God for this hotel. It's so nice.
I've done the whole EP thing. I've done the whole camping thing. I'm done. I'm just past that.
What I don't get about you is like, you'd rather walk at 2 a.m. at EP to find your car and drive back to Dublin than just go to sleep and have a new day there. He'd rather go back to Dublin, have a shower, sleep, and then drive back to Strably. It's like... That's just awkward to me.
And I did. And I enjoyed every bit of it.
And will you do the same again?
No, I think I'm done with EP as well.
Regardless of what sort of hotel situation.
That's like a two-star hotel for me. I can't do that.
We'll be joined by Joel Corry on the show after 9. Surprise, surprise.
Woo!
Joel Corry on the show is as guaranteed as...
Death and taxes.
Yes. It's been what? Six months.
Actually, 7 months. We had him on just before Christmas, so it was 7 months.
7 months ago. Yeah. All right, fair enough, I suppose.
My God, he's been on it more frequently than Fiona.
Yes.
That's good. There's a TikTok trend at the moment that I really like because I did this on the show ages ago. And it was kind of things that you thought from your childhood that would be a lot more important as an adult.
Okay.
Or things you'd come across. Do you know that kind of way? And the main one that everyone talks about is quicksand. That's the joke. That's the main thing.
That you thought as a child, like, you know, you could have lost some sleep over the idea of quicksand. But
actually,
you don't really come across it very often
don't. So it was like things that you thought would play a bigger role in your life.
Gotcha.
And obviously, quicksand is always the one that people talk about. But they, now people have started uploading photos of what they thought their life would be a lot more in their life. But I can't help but agree on basically every single one of them.
Hit me.
And so I've decided I'll run you through them. The only thing is that me and you think very differently. This is what I've noticed in the last, however, 11 years since I've known you. We're very different.
Yeah.
So I don't think you will have thought most of these would pop up in your life.
Let's see. Come on.
Having to make a fire with sticks.
Yes. I went to those camps.
I thought that was going to have to be a much bigger thing in my life.
And the flint, and trying to get a flame going, being like, I need to learn how to do this.
Whenever I go to a forest, I'm like, right, what will I use? Just in case, even though I'm just driving.
It's 100% something when you're a child, because I don't know, when you do any of those kind of summery camps or anything adventure-y, it does play a role. Mm, so you're like, maybe this is a thing.
I'd love to learn how to
do
that.
Cool,
because you sometimes see it on TV shows and...
Bear Grylls stuff.
Yeah. Even on I'm a Celeb, they do it. They have to light the campfire.
Yes,
It's just rocks and sticks.
I have a list of about 32 things here, lads. So the next thing is garden mazes. I thought they'd pop up a lot more in my life.
I got lost in one of them before as a child. They really freaked me out.
There you go. Yeah. I think it's just things we saw in movies and things like that.
I'd be glad to tell you that I went to my niece's birthday party recently and there was a maze there, and they're basically at, like, they're 3 foot tall these days, and there's viewing points everywhere so you can find people.
Best way to get out of a maze is to put your right hand on the right side of the maze and just walk. Walk and never take your hand off and you'll find the exit.
Really?
There you go.
That's a great little tip
from me to you. Other things I thought would really pop up in my life that I haven't seemed to yet. Puffer fish. Blowfish. Those things that used to blow up. I thought I'd see them a lot more. Going to summer camp, but like the American summer camp.
Oh yeah, I always thought I'd have my Camp Rock experience.
Lava, just in general. We don't live near any volcanoes.
Volcanic eruptions running from them.
Yeah, totally thought that would happen a lot. Skunks.
Oh yeah, smelly.
We don't have them a lot. Flash mobs.
Oh, thank God. Yeah, I haven't really counted them.
Those Venus flytrap flowers.
I came across one of them recently.
What do you mean you came across one of them recently?
They're in the Botanic Gardens.
My friend has Venus flytrap plants. Yeah.
They're in the Botanic Gardens.
They are so cool.
They're scary. Yeah.
You can put, like, say if you have a little stick, just put it in the thing. And
they
remind
me
down.
Of Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. What else? The Bermuda Triangle. Obviously, that's kind of a normal one that everyone kind of talks about being it's a bit creepy or whatever. A desert island. I genuinely thought that was going to pop up.
And what would you bring? You can only bring three drinks.
Exactly. The mines underneath the sea.
The big spiky things.
The sea mines, the big spiky things. Okay, that you saw on, like, Finding Nemo. Thought they would pop up a lot more. I thought you'd need to use this a lot more in life. A magnifying glass. They had us absolutely hooked on magnifying glasses when we were kids. I thought... This must be a real tool.
Yeah, totally. And binoculars. You just think you're going to carry them around everywhere
with
you.
Wait until you get older. My mum has a magnifying glass.
No way. Yeah. Interesting. Quicksand, obviously, we have one of those wooden rope bridges.
They
cross in Shrek.
Yeah. And then one of the pallets falls. And you're like, whoa.
It's right down into what?
The lava.
Yeah.
Tornadoes. Windmills, to be fair, windmills are kind of a thing. Scarecrows, I thought would be a much bigger thing in my life. They're not. Igloos, I don't know why I thought that. Those horseshoe magnets, do you know those things?
Oh, yeah!
They were big in school.
Yeah, I don't know why. Going through a room that has security of lasers.
Oh, my God, yeah, and trying to...
Crawling through them and stuff like that.
I've always been like, I'd fail at that.
The cucumber on the eyes when you're having a massage.
Yeah, no, that would play a little part in my life.
This has never played a part in my life. And the last thing, when you were running away and you'd have to find a stick and you'd have to tie like a pillowcase at the end of the stick with all your stuff.
Do you know I did that when I told my parents I was running away?
So did I.
Yeah.
But then I thought, this isn't practical, so I used a gym bag.
Yeah. How far did you get when you...
This is a bindle.
It's called a bindle.
Okay.
How far did you get when you ran away?
I had the back garden.
I was up the back garden as well. I had a sweeping brush and a blanket, and I just had a few of my toys in there. And
I had toys. But I remember getting rid of.
I'm off. I can't live here anymore.
I for some reason packed the bedtime storybook, which weighed about 4 tons, and I was like, I might have to leave this behind. Like, plus, I can't read.
I've had enough. You're all so mean. Your dad comes out then, leaves you out there for 30 seconds, keep an eye on you. Do you want to come back in? But
my dad came out to me in the garden and was just like, so you're running away? I was like, yeah. But it was like a full-blown normal conversation. He was like, what have you bringing? I was just like, oh, just a few things. And he was like, cool, when are you be back? I was like, no, never be. Oh, right, I'll go on, I'll see you. So, do you want to come in for dinner? Yeah.
Drama, like, you know, so funny.
So good.
Emma, Dave and Fiona. On Spin. When I wake up, I feel good. Turn up. Emma, Dave and Fiona on Spin. Let's get it.
Hello, how are we?
Hey, good morning. What's going on?
If you live in Kimmage, I would like to apologise to you.
Just because you live in Kimmage. Sorry about that. Move
Kimmage
on.
Is a fantastic place to live. You're so close to everything. But I was in Kimmage the other day because that's where the mechanic is, and I was getting my car sorted.
Dublin 6W, I want to say.
The car has been off the road for a while. In the end, it was only a battery that needed replacing.
Yeah,
that's the end of that story.
It wasn't too much. It wasn't too expensive, was it?
No, it was grand. So I picked it up on Thursday. All good. But when I picked it up, the mechanic said, really sorry, but you might notice there's a really bad smell out of your car.
Oh, no.
And I was like, oh, okay, sugar, sorry, okay, no worries. So the last battery that I was like obviously jumping all the time trying to get it going, there was like liquid in it, but it was getting put under pressure and it was leaking, I don't know. But apparently the smell, your man, the mechanic, told me that they all thought that there was a problem with sewage in Kimmage. because of my car out in the garage.
You're joking.
My car out in the middle of the car park in the garage was so stinky that from this thing that like all the mechanics in the air were like, there must be an issue with the sewage and Cambridge, like all holding their noses, not being able to figure out what the cause of the problem was or what the smell was.
But it was liquid from a battery.
It was liquid from a battery. That was stinking. So disgusting. I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed on behalf of my car. Everyone in Cambridge must have thought, ew, what's happening? And oh, it was my stinky car.
That's
that's scarlet now.
That is scarlet.
There's
yeah.
even more more reason to set the thing on fire.
Oh my God. I'm so sorry. And does it still stink?
It doesn't smell great. I haven't really been driving it because I was away at the weekend. But no, it doesn't smell great. Oh, but I just think your car was the one that made everyone in Cambridge think there was a sewage
You'll
problem.
You have to get that valet now.
How embarrassing. How embarrassing. Tricky. We played the Tricky 10 twice a day for 2K, and up first this morning to play is Lena. How are you? Lena. There she is. How are you?
I'm all good, just in work.
Oh, you're in early. What do you do?
Yeah, I'm an electrician.
Good on you, girl. That's cool.
Now, what are you working on at the moment? What's not working?
The brain some days.
And come here, do you wear sneakers pants?
I do indeed.
Are they just the handiest things in the world?
Oh, they're great. But if I if I'm looking for something in my pocket, it's a nightmare because there's about 14 different holes and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's the worst thing ever.
You'd probably try and assign things to certain pockets, but then actually completely forget where everything is at all times. That would be me.
Do you know what I always find interesting with Snickers pants? No matter if you're a plumber, an electrician, a painter, anything, there's always paint on them.
Yeah.
How is there always... Look down at your Snickers right now, Lena. Is there paint on them?
Yes.
Do you see what I mean? What's the story there, like? You're a plumber. What do you need near the paint for?
I'm an electrician.
No, I know you are. I'm talking about in general, like people who are plumbers who wear them have paint on them. Yeah. Very good,
Lena.
I
don't know. It's just from being on flight.
Yeah, fair enough. Come here. When you take on the Tricky 10 when you're listening, how do you do? What's the highest score you've ever gotten?
Not very well.
Okay, well, we still love that you're giving it a go. So your fella Jay was meant to take this on, got scared and has put you forward to play this morning. Is that what happened?
I think so.
And no. What's he scared of? Is it us doing badly?
I think it was just him being in work, because I feel like he would have done it, and I feel like he would have done well. He would have done better than me in any way.
Really? What does Jay do, Lena?
He works in the airport in Cargill.
Very cool. All right, well, Lena, let's see if we can win you $2,000 this morning. This is the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock, and Emma's going to ask you your 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. Now, if you don't know the answer, don't pass it. Make sure and give it a guess. If you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you win a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher, which you can use in over 50 restaurants. And if you're able to answer all 10 questions correct, we're going to give you €2,000. Johnny, currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 50.89 seconds. We think you can beat it, Lena. The very best of luck.
Thank you, Neil.
All right, here we go. We got this. 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. A whipped ice cream served with a flake is called a 90 watt.
9.
Spain won their first men's FIFA World Cup in the year 2000 and what?
10.
How many letters are there in the word jiggling? Have a go.
8.
In Star Wars, the film Attack of the Clones was what number episode?
Oh, God. 3.
Complete the name of this game with red and yellow counters. Connect what?
4.
Billie Eilish and Buke Osaka were both born in the year 2000 and what?
Bukayo.
1.
How many colours are there in a rainbow?
Seven.
What a celebratory moment where two hands slap together are known as a high what?
5.
Okay, right. Very good.
How do you think you got on, Lena?
Not the worst, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you did all right. But obviously, when you're totting up the... when you're doing the questions, you can't really keep an eye on what the score is.
If you were to put a number on it, Lena, what do you think?
I say I got 5 right.
5 right. Okay, well, we only answered 8 questions. So let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Oh my God.
That was unbelievable, Lena.
Wow,
that was
well
so, so good. Do you know what? The only thing that kind of held you back was you were a bit slow. That was the only thing. You were a bit like you weren't giving it very fast.
Yeah, so we kind of ran out of time a little bit.
That's
faster.
The thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, if we'd gotten, if you'd quickened it up a little bit, we would have got through all 10. I'd say you would have got 9 out of 10. The only one you got wrong is in Star Wars, the film Attack of the Clones was what number episode? You said 3, but the answer was 2. I felt like you were guessing a couple of them, Lena, because you were kind of going, I don't know, 7. But every single one you guessed.
I was trying to count everything up in my head.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Jiggling and stuff like that. I was trying to count the letters and I just messed up.
Jiggling is a tough one. What is it like? Jiggling your keys? Like, is that?
Or
is
jiggling, that, and jangling, jiggling and jangling. Yeah, yeah,
fair
yeah.
enough. Lena, 7 out of 8 is actually unbelievable.
Yeah, well done.
It doesn't top the leaderboard, unfortunately, because Johnny got 7 as well. But in 50.89 seconds, we ran out the clock this morning, Lena. But you can hold your head up high and make sure that Jay comes on and gets his own turn at playing this game, all right?
Hopefully.
Well done to you. So nice to chat to you, Lena. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, do you want to play after 9 o'clock this morning? Do you, maybe those questions would have suited you and you thought, yeah, I could give that a go. Then do. Why not?
Absolutely. Take $2,000 off us, win your Dine in Dublin voucher. Have fun with us, your best friends.
Be a brave boy or brave girl. Yeah. Very brave.
Tricky in a WhatsApp. 0877111038. That's just the word tricky. Don't forget, after 9 o'clock, not only are we doing the Naughty Threesome, but our very own Joel Corry, friend of the show, friend of the station, friend of us, is on the show.
Guys, I need to tell you about the weekend.
I'm excited to find out about this.
So basically...
I always enjoy an Emma on an Island story.
Yeah. Basically, years ago, my mom, she was doing a course and it was based on Shirkin Island off the coast of West Cork. This brings us back 5 years. And myself and my family and then family friends, we said, hey, let's go visit her. That'd be kind of fun. And on that island trip 5 years ago, we said, let's make a pact and try and do this every summer, a different Irish island with the gang of us, okay?
Is there a lot of islands?
There's many more that you could go to. Okay. Yeah. The issue, I suppose, with us is because it's a big gang, it kind of comes down to, is there accommodation for all of us on that island, kind of a thing. So over the years, we've stayed between hostels, renting like just a house for everybody, and on this occasion it was a hotel. Callum,
it's one of my favourite things about you.
Yeah,
I really, it's such a wholesome
it's
thing.
It's great.
It's a really nice thing, and it's lovely that we're like, we're so determined with the tradition to keep it up, you know, no matter what the case is. Already we are looking at what island we might do next year.
So you've been, all I can remember where Emma has been before is because it's got such a funny name. Widdy. A couple of years ago, you went to Widdy.
Inishore, and now Inishbofin.
Well, previous, so we did Shirkin.
Shirkin.
Then we did Cape Clear.
Oh, I know you that long.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Then we did Widdy. Then we did Inishore on the Aran Islands. And this year we did Inishbofin off the coast of Galway. Brilliant to be in County Galway for the All-Ireland over the weekend. Obviously it was disappointing for people there.
Yeah, you should have went to Limerick.
Yeah, exactly. It was absolutely brilliant as the weekends go. And this is the first year that we had the most amazing weather. Like, there was no rain
weekend.
It was just guaranteed lovely weather. Everyone was swimming, having a great time. But the thing is, and we did this last year and it was a game changer. We said, let's make sure that we all rent bikes, because in order to get around the island, it just obviously takes much longer on foot and there's no public transport. You can't bring your car to
there's
the
no
island.
Lewis out on there's no Lewis. No.
It's an absolute joke.
Shocking.
It's a shame, really. No dart. No, but there's not even, like, you can't bring your car onto the island, if you know what I mean.
Oh, can't you now?
No, but there was local lads selling it or renting bikes and we said, you know what we'll do? We'll all get e-bikes. Now,
they've e-bikes out on Inishbofin.
They do, yeah.
That's cool.
Believe that? So on one side of the island is one pub. And down the other side of the island, about 2.5 kilometres away, is the one and only other pub. Okay.
And when you go on this island, what's the story? Are you just going to go to the pub?
No, well, you'd like to hopefully get out of the pub, and we would get out of the pub. Like, for example, the Friday we just ended up in the pub because we just got there and everyone was excited.
Of course.
But on the Saturday we spent most of the day out wandering, swimming, cycling around, adventuring, and then we all ended up in the
pub.
Yeah.
How much was the pint?
5, 5, 10.
Get Dave on the island.
Get me to Inishbofin.
5, 10, I think, yeah.
I'll never come off it.
Unbelievable. But anyway, so we get these e-bikes. Grey crack. Everyone's zooming around. Oh my God. Minimal effort, maximum result. Happy bleeding days. No exercise being done, just being traipsed around on this bike. It was so class. Big. Me and my friend Blondie were like, we need to make biking really cool again, because I'd love an e-bike rocking around Dublin. They're class. You're from A to B in no time.
Yeah, there's one thing you don't see in Dublin, it's bikes.
No, but you know what I mean? Is it like normalise them more. Bikes are so cool.
Okay.
Whereas a girl I used to live with would be like, oh, Scarlett, if you're getting on a bike. I'm like, don't say that.
No, no.
Bikes are cool.
Bikes are in.
But bikes are also dangerous.
Yeah, they are.
And we learned that in the island over the weekend.
We learned that only a couple of weeks ago when I told you about Pippa falling on the Lime bikes in
God.
London.
Yeah. There were many a fall over
Was
the
there?
Weekend. And bear in mind, one thing that Inishbofin is known for is how beautiful it is at nighttime because there's no light saturation. So when you look up, it's just stars, 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 yeah. But it is black. You cannot see in front of you. And I mentioned earlier about the two pubs being 2.5 kilometres apart. Of course we needed to check the trad in one pub versus the other pub.
Oh my God.
We were up and down the front of that island like God knows what, checking out the situation. Where's the best place we could be right now?
This sounds like the best crack ever.
But you could not see in front of you, right?
Walk the bike.
I know.
It's 2.5K.
Not at all. Walk the bike. When you're giddy. Where's the trad? Come on. I heard they're playing now. Hop on the back of me and I'll give you a backer. Like, this was all going on. You couldn't see in front of you. I was like following the hedgerows, trying to make them out, going, am I still on the road? I hope there's not a cliff God. In front of me or I'll be in the sea.
You know that famous like scene of any movie where the car goes off the cliff? That's all I'm thinking of is coming up.
Here's where we're at. So my friend's dad, John, he thinks he has a broken rib. My friend's mom has ripped her favourite trousers. Oh. And that was yesterday while going down to the ferry. Just the last hurrah, final hurdle, she had her fall. I had a fall, obviously, because that's just expected, isn't it? My dad had a fall and said on the Saturday, they are just dangerous. I don't want to be on a bike this weekend anymore. They're lethal. I was like, you sure it's not about you being in the pub on? Okay, Grant. It's the bike. Of course, it's the bike. And my sister had a fall as well. In terms of the bikes that made it back, one was abandoned.
Nice.
Based on, it's just too
go
dangerous.
Go and find it yourself. I'll pay the insurance.
Jack's bike was stolen.
No!
He was robbed. So the next day, he was all panicked, running around the island trying to trace the bike. And he went down to the pub further away and said, I was here and I came out and it's gone or whatever. And he said, happens all the time. People just come out and go, I'll take a spin back to the other side of the island, drop the bike, because then it's not really stolen. I just borrowed it. And then they can find it later.
I was going to say, what the cops do? Round up the only five people who live
exactly.
on the island?
That's the thing. Your man will get his bike back eventually because it didn't come off the island. It's there somewhere. But someone just said, I'm not walking down there. There's a bike there, I'm taking it. So, great success. But
so wholesome, man. I love that.
It was class. It's Top 10 Tuesday. We were just saying this would be a really good pub quiz night if we hosted one, maybe on a Tuesday. It's our favourite game on the show. I think that's fair to say.
It's so good.
Time for Top 10 Tuesday, and to hand over to producer Callum.
That makes Tuesday a bit better for me.
Me too.
And it's a really grey Tuesday today, so I'm hoping that this one brightens up your life. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Top 10 Tuesday. This is the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. In previous games, we've had previous hosts of the World Cup, toppings on pizza in my local chipper,
yes.
and loads more. I always love doing a chipper one because I think you get real involved in that one.
We do,
no man. Chipper ones today, unfortunately.
That's
all right. Emma and Dave, you're 3 lives each and you're going to take it in turns to try and complete my top 10 list. You'll get a point for each correct answer and lose a life for something that's not in my top 10. If you can't fill out the top 10, we'll throw it out to you listening on 0877111038. There's some cinema passes up for grabs if you can't fill it in. Right, listen up to today's topic because there's a bit of a stipulation because I really wanted to do this, but there was only 8 in the topic.
Oh. Mm.
So it's 8 of one thing and 2 of another.
Okay.
So it makes up a 10 and they're all related, all right? This morning on today's Top 10 Tuesday, I really think you're going to like this one. I am looking for the 8 full-length songs that feature in the first High School Musical film, plus the name of the characters played by Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Okay, excellent.
So you
excellent,
see...
Excellent, excellent, excellent,
mm-hmm. 8 songs and then 2 character names. So you in the studio, I've given you sheets. Your numbers 1 to 8 will be the songs in the order that they feature in the film.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's not alphabetical, it's the order where the songs feature in the film.
In the first film.
In film number 1. And then number 9 is Zac Efron's character and number 10 is Vanessa Hudgens' character. So, again, the 8 songs that feature in the eight full-length songs that feature in the first High School Musical film plus the name of the characters played by Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Can we get 8 and or 9 and 10?
Out of the way.
Out of the way. Do you want to give Zac or Vanessa?
I'll go Vanessa.
Go on.
Gabriela Montez.
Gabriela Montez is number 10.
Yes.
Oh my God, I would have gotten it wrong.
Would you? What would you have said?
I had Martinez written down.
Oh.
I actually thought it was Martinez. I had to double and triple check.
I have to be clear, only in the last 6 months I watched this for the first time with my niece to get her on board. Now she's obsessed. So I'm glad that this is in my recent enough memory. Yeah. Okay.
Montez, is it?
Yeah.
Troy Bolton.
Troy Bolton is number 9. That is Zac Efron's character. So we're done. That's that bit out of the way. So now we are looking for the 8 songs, the 8 full-length songs that feature in the first High School
now,
Musical film.
Here's where my talents come in because I could basically tell you the entire movie and what happens.
Yeah.
But I don't know the names of songs.
That's fine. So we'll work that out together.
We start off, they're in a ski chalet.
Okay, and in the ski chalet, they perform the karaoke for the first time together, and that's where they meet. And that song, I believe, is called...
The Start of Something New.
The Start of Something New.
So whose answer is this?
You can take Dave's.
I'll take Dave. Mine.
Okay, Start of Something New, it's number one.
Yes. This could be the start of something new.
And you better believe we've got clips for all the songs.
Yay! Brilliant.
Back to you, Emma.
Okay, I'm going to go with one that I just know is top of mind before I get into the nitty gritty. Breaking Free.
Breaking Free. It's a classic song.
Probably number eight.
It's the seventh song in the film. We're breaking free.
Very good.
Back to you, Dave.
Okay, we're going to go Stick to the Status Quo.
Very good.
Unbelievable song. It's in at number four.
Oh.
This is not what I want. This is not what I plan.
Great song. So
it's so good.
The eight
songs. And you know
songs.
What? Having watched that movie more recently with my niece, and obviously I'm the age I am now, rather than watching it and devouring it as a teenager or even younger, you're like, there's a lot of just let the lads sing. You're like, there's all this commotion about Troy Bolton just singing. Mm. Like, everyone just get on with your own lives.
I agree.
Okay, we will get back to Troy then and go for Get Your Head in the Game.
Brilliant, Emma.
Get Your Head in the Game. It's number two.
Yay. You gotta get your head in the game.
So quick is annoying because Get Your Head in the Game and Status Quo, I'm like, there's one between them.
I think I need to bring you on a journey here.
Okay.
Just a quick recap. We're looking for the eight songs, the eight full-length songs from the first High School Musical film and the two characters played by Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens. Number one, Start of Something New. Number two, Get Your Head in the Game. Three is blank. Four is Stick to the Status Quo. Five and six are blank. Seven is Breaking Free. Eight is blank. And then it's Troy Bolton and Gabriella Montez in nine and ten. Back to you, Dave.
I'm just trying to bring in a journey here. Think Please. Of Ashley Tisdale's character. So what were their songs called?
I remember that one. I have that one. That's a guaranteed. I have that. And I also have the one where they're on the bridge, Troy and Gabriella are on the bridge. And they're like, when we were... Or something.
The bridge is a different... Not that movie. You're thinking of High School Musical 2.
Okay, well, and then I'm thinking of the one where they break up in the first one. When we were something. I don't know. Anyway, let's go Bop to the Top.
Bop to the Top, number six.
Yes, Dave. Yeah, we're gonna bop, 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 bop to the top. Slip and slide and ride that rhythm.
Jump and pop, pop till we drop and start again. Wow. There's only three songs we're missing. Three, five and eight.
The final one. We're All in This Together.
Oh.
It's number eight.
Yes. Yeah,
what you? When we were
okay.
Do you remember they break up?
I don't think they break up.
They do break up because he says the thing on camera.
Oh, he says the thing. It's really mean.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. What is that song?
When we were. Am I close, Callum?
I wouldn't accept that.
Okay. No, no, we don't accept it, but like, is he on the right track?
Close. There's two to go.
Mm.
We're quickly running out of time.
I don't have any. I'm gone. I'm done. I'd say leave it up.
I don't think I can do any more here either without pondering for another 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, do you know what?
That's not fun radio.
Another valiant effort, 8 out of 10. You're doing really well in Top 10 Tuesday at the minute.
They're very good topics, but the last two are always the toughest ones to get.
They are always the toughest ones. So, we'll ignore the others, but we're looking for eight full-length songs that feature in the first High School Musical film, all right? We've got 6 out of the 8 in there. Start of Something New and Get Your Head in the Game. Then we're missing the third.
Mm-hmm.
Number four is Stick to the Status Quo. Then we're missing the 5. And then it's Bop to the Top, Breaking Free, and we're all in this together. There is two that we're missing. It's two IMC Cinema Passes on 087-711-1038.
Get in touch, help us out, and then we get to play more clips of High School Musical. Yeah. Happy days. It's Top 10 Tuesday. One of my favourite top 10 Tuesdays so far, Callum.
It's so good.
Hats off to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I don't know how I got inspiration for this. This is Top 10 Tuesday. It's the game where I give you a topic and you have to fill in what you think the top 10 of my topic might be. It was a bit of a different one this week because it was 8 of one thing and 2 of the other. So this week, but it was all High School Musical themed. I'm looking for the 8 full-length songs that feature in the first High School Musical film, and then to make up the 2, we were looking for the characters played by Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens.
Callum, not to confuse you, but that's a great tricky 10 question. How many full-length songs feature in the first High School Musical?
Absolutely.
There you go.
Or how many High School Musicals have there been?
There you go.
You never know what's going to feature after 9 o'clock.
This is funny because it's one of my favourite games, this Top 10 Tuesday, this particular one is one of my favourite Top 10 Tuesdays, and yet it's still making me so angry.
Because you can't complete the list. So the list so far, you've done really well. You've got 8 out of the 10. You've got the 2 characters. They were number 9 and 10. Zac Efron played Troy Bolton. Number 10 was Vanessa Hudgens, played Gabriella Montez. Famously, Zac Efron didn't sing in this film.
Yes,
because he wasn't very musically trained. He did in the 2nd and 3rd. And then the songs that we have, 6 out of the 8 there. Number 1, Start of Something New. Number 2 is Get Your Head in the Game. We're looking for 3. 4 is Stick to the Status Quo. Number 5, we are still looking for. 6 is Bop to the Top. 7 is Breaking Free. And 8 is We're All in This Together.
Still one of my favourite lines in this movie. I don't want to be the school's freaky genius girl again.
Paul is on to give us a hand this morning and put us out of our misery. What's the crack? You enjoying Top 10 Tuesday this morning?
Love it.
Yeah.
Like high school cool musical girly from back in the day.
Good. Well,
me too.
I'm glad you're loving it. It's doing my head in, to be honest with you, Paula. Right, give us the first guess on your list.
When There Was Me and You.
When There Was Me and You.
Yeah.
As number what now? That's number 3.
I think this is the one that Dave was thinking about. The breakup. It's number 5.
All right, let's have a look.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Paula, well done. Did you have to Google it or do you know the name of the song?
No, I knew that one.
Okay, very good. That's
I was close with the. What was I saying? When we were.
When we were together. Yeah. When there was
I
me
was
and
in
you.
A High School Musical show when I was young and I auditioned with that song.
Where was this, Paula?
In Trim in Mead.
Brilliant. That's so
did you
good.
Make it? Did you get the part?
I didn't get to be Gabriella. No.
Oh my God, that's the irony. That's the whole idea. Okay, do you have another guest for us then to just complete this list?
Yeah, it's the one they did in the audition. But what was it called? Start of Something New.
That was the first song, wasn't
yeah,
it?
I thought it was
Breaking Free. They sang that throughout it. Do you remember?
What's the name of the girl on the piano? And they gave her
Kelsey,
and she was known as the like backbone of the whole thing. Yeah. And she got so
the
much.
The playmaker.
Will I give you the answer?
Yeah, come on.
It's number 3. It's What I've Been Looking For.
I finally found what I've been looking for. Oh.
So
if that's not a Troy and thing.
Well, no, you see, they both performed it.
Yes.
And obviously Troy and Gabriella's version was much slower.
Yeah.
And the playmaker was happier with them.
It was the reprise, so it wasn't a full-length song. It was only like 30, 40 seconds, so it's not in the list. But there you go, that's Top 10 Tuesday.
Yeah,
boxed
hey.
Off.
Paula, well thank you so much for all your help. Really appreciate it. And I'm season 1 passes on the way to you.
Oh, no bother. Thanks so much.
Good luck,
bye.
Paula. Bye.
See you later.
Dave, you were going about 5 minutes ago. You were trying to think of that song, the kind of the breakup-y song.
Yeah.
And you were kind of talking about the song where they were on the bridge and they were breaking up. That was Gotta Go My Own Way.
Oh, what
and
a song.
So many people have messaged that thinking that was that song. That was in High School Musical 2.
Yeah,
that
I
was
remember the it. Yeah, when and they went to the summer camp or
it's
something.
It's a great song. I've got a clip of it.
Here's my question. We have a clip of that, do we?
Yeah.
Play that. Why'd you stop it?
I didn't. That's so weird.
That was such a good moment.
I know. My God, let's check that again. I'm not sure. God, don't do this to people. Don't do this to the High School Musical girlies.
This is such a good chance. But my question.
For now.
They gotta go where? Now, here's my question, right? So in High School Musical 1, they go to the audition and they sing what I've Been Looking For is Slowly, right? Mm. But then they go back to the callback. Why do they sing Breaking Free?
Because that's Oh, just probably something else.
Or is that the actual musical that they're in that they sing Breaking Free?
No, because this is what another irony of watching High School Musical now when I'm older.
You never see the musical.
You never see the musical, which is really weird. It's all just the auditions.
And then in the High School Musical, the musical, the series, the Olivia Rodrigo TV show, that is the show about making the musical of High School Musical in a school.
Brilliant.
Oh, stop. It's so confusing.
That's brilliant.
What's it called, that movie where everything goes in and out of each other?
Inception.
Yes. Like, it is a bit Inception-y. Callum.
Well done.
Thank you very much. Another Top 10 Tuesday, same time.
Wednesday.
Next Tuesday.
We all watch High School Musical later, yeah?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Tricky.
We play the Tricky 10 twice a day for €2,000. On to play right now is Keen. He's at work. What do you do for work, Keen?
On my scaffolding here, I am on three.
Scaffolding?
Are you currently on a scaffold?
I'm currently on a scaffold.
And who's on the scaffold with you? I can hear them. Who's there?
Yeah, they're all here with me. Kevin, Dara and Jordan.
Kevin.
All the lads.
All the lads.
I love
all the lads.
And I used it, like, would you have the radio playing now throughout your day of scaffolding?
Yeah, that's how we bleed and got it. I'm going to text in Tricky here.
Very good, King.
Legend.
Big fan of that.
Brave.
All right, so what are we scaffolding today?
We're scaffolding to Maine. I'm an apartment block.
Very good. How tall
is the scaffold? Do you ever get scared up there?
We don't get scared. Do what boys do. No, you know.
Not these lads. Never get scared.
I love that, Keen. All right. And when you're listening, when you're up to the scaffolding and you're listening to the Tricky 10, how do you get on?
I do well, but I think that's because I'm not under pressure. But I'm under pressure, you know what I mean?
Come here, can I ask you, not to be a creep, Brent, but you get a nice tan now up in the scaffold in this weather?
Now, I'm a blue-eyed ginger, so we don't really get a good tan, you know what I mean?
A blue-eyed ginger? That sounds like a Yu-Gi-Oh card.
It does!
I got a laugh from all the boys. I'm buzzing.
Yes, it is.
Good one, to be fair. Give me that one.
You've made his day, Keen.
Oh, I love that. All right, so Keen, Kevin, Dara, John, which one's the smart one out of the four of you?
Me.
It's Keen. All right, so Keen, lucky you're taking on the Tricky 10.
And if you win the two grand, are the lads seeing a cent of it?
I'll buy them my lunch.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, here we go. We got to do this thing, Keen. 55 seconds about to go on the clock. Dave's going to ask you your 10 questions. Every answer is it going to be a number between 1 and 10 and won't repeat. We can only accept your first answer. If you don't know an answer, make sure to give it a guess. And if you top the leaderboard on Friday, we'll sort you with a €100 Dine in Dublin voucher. You can use that for over 50 restaurants in the city. And if you can answer all 10 questions correctly, we'll give you that €2,000 on the spot this morning. The score to beat as it stands is a lad called Johnny. He topped the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 50.89 seconds. So it's Johnny versus Keane this morning.
Very good, Keane. Are you ready to play?
Johnny Barber's scared. Oh, I'm ready.
All right. Let's do this. Deep breath in. The Tricky 10 in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. If someone is good looking, they're described as a what out of 10?
10.
Complete this Taylor Swift lyric. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling 20.
2.
Mary Robinson was what number president of Ireland?
The 4th.
Shane Ward won the X Factor in the year 2000 and what?
10.
Zac Efron has starred in how many High School Musical films?
3.
James Bond works for the British Secret Service, also known as MI what?
MIS.
How many goals did Lionel Messi score in this year's World Cup?
8.
Old Bon and Jobstown are in the Dublin postal district of D20 what?
4.
In Star Wars, the film The Rise of Skywalker was what number episode?
2.
Post Malone and Megan Thee Stallion are both 30 watt years old.
3.
Stop the clock. Woo! That was fast, Keane. I don't know if any of it was right because there was a lot going on.
Both of them are guessing. I
have to say to you, it's the first time the people were given a bit of jip and a bit of messing in the middle of the game. I absolutely love this attitude. You're up to 24.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
Ah, no.
This is 10 out of 10.
Well, do you know what you turn around now and say to the lads? You say Kevin, Dara, and John. Let them take it on tomorrow morning.
My name's Jordan. Yeah, sorry, it was Jordan.
Oh, it was Jordan. Sorry, Jordan.
Right, listen, let's top these up and see how you got on this morning.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
A score of 5.
50%, lads. 50%. Is that bad?
Second a bit bad, I mean.
Let's just go through some of the ones that caught you. Mary Robinson was what number president of Ireland? You said one. The answer is seven. Shane Ward won the X Factor in 2010.
Mary McAleese number one, is it?
No, I'd say she's probably number... I'd say she's probably eight.
Is she, yeah. Okay, so Shane Ward, he won the X Factor in 2010. What was the song, his song?
Was it No
That's
You Hang
My Goal?
Up? Or That's My Goal, yeah.
That's
great,
My Goal. James Bond worked for MI6, not MIS or MI5.
No way.
The Rise of the Skywalker in Star Wars was number nine as an episode rather than two. And finally, Post Malone and Megan Thee Stallion.
I'm not a Star Wars man.
I know, wouldn't be me either, man. They're both 31 years old rather than 33. So there you go.
Well, Keane,
it was not far off there.
I hope you had fun, did you?
Not far off.
Do you know what? We absolutely 100% will send you cinema tickets. I've never in my life felt so out of my depth on this radio show than with these four people on the phone. I love them.
We'll send you cinema passes for the 4 years, so after work one day you can go and watch a movie together. You can all go off to the cinema together, lads.
I love it, Keen. Have a ball. Enjoy it.
Talk to you later, lads.
I will. We'll be all going together.
Love it. Good luck, lads.
Right, thank you very much.
Bye. See you later. Bye bye. Two amazing players this morning.
Yeah,
said,
really, really good.
10,
they were some of my favourite people we've ever talked to. 100%. They were great crack. Just a proper good energy for the morning. I love that.
Keen, Kevin, Dara, and Jordan. I think they are our new faves.
My favourite's John. My name's Jordan.
My name is Jordan.
Sorry, Jordan.
Get in touch if you want to play the Tricky 10 in the morning. 087 711 103. That's our number. Throw us over the word tricky. Win yourself 2,000 euros.
Hey, Spin. It's Joel Curry.
Good morning, guys. I'm back.
Yes!
Back with my Spin family.
Now, Joel, we wanted to start off this interview in a fun way, right? We wanted to give you all of the memories of what we've done together. The amount of times we have interviewed you.
The weird things we've made you do.
The weird things we've made you do. Or the things we've chatted about. And then we were going to say, do you know our names? However, your production team and our production team did just tell you our names. Which, of course, Joel, you were listening, is...
Emma and Dave.
Amazing. Hey! So, what I'd like you to do, Joel, is give us one memory you have of us.
Ooh. Well... Obviously, I had my residency on Spin, didn't I?
You did, indeed.
How long did that go for? That was that quite a few months?
It was a couple of months, yeah. It was good crack. It was brilliant.
Yeah, and I remember doing those shows and put those mixes together and always getting like tweets from your Spin listeners and messages on Instagram. So whenever I think of Spin, I always think of my residency.
So you have no specific memories of us, Emma and Dave?
I remember doing Zooms with you. I can't specifically remember what games they were.
So no is the answer, Joel. No is the answer.
Joel is so polite. That is his way of saying
it. Remind me, come on, tell me, what did we do?
I was with you in Ibiza.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it was good.
I beat the rocks.
You were so kind to us, yeah. And Dave's made you do some terrible things.
Yeah, I think the last time we were here, we made you drink bean juice rather than answer a question. It was in a champagne flute and it was beans. Do you remember that?
Honestly, the things I do to promote my music.
Oh, because it was I've been drinking all night. Okay, amazing. Well, luckily, Joel, we are out of creative ideas, so you can just promote your music by... mentally telling us about it.
Oh, okay, well that's easy.
So it's called Whisper.
So my new track Whisper is out now. Did you guys like it? What do you think?
It's an absolute tune, yeah.
But as always, it's just proper Ibiza vibes and summer vibes, and I feel like Joel Curry has melted away from winter and he is here in summer. I presume you're in Ibiza right now, are you?
I'm actually back in my bungalow in London, but I just landed back from York yesterday. I'm going to Zante tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Then to Germany and then to Ibiza. So it's all going on. It's all crazy. But
I'm impressed that you know your old schedule on a week-to-week basis. Some people would have to be reminded of that.
Yeah, if I've golf on a Thursday and I have to go to the pub on a Saturday, I forget that. He knows he's going Zante, Berlin, whatever.
And come here.
It is wild, honestly. Sometimes I don't know what day it is. I don't know what country I'm in. I don't know what language I'm speaking. It's honestly madness. But I love it. You know, this is what I live for. I'm living my dream right now, touring the world, having the best time ever, dropping bangers. And I couldn't be more happy.
You're so like our boss. It's not even funny. Like, one, you look like him. Two, you dress like him. And three, you're so incredibly positive.
Yes.
That it's almost impossible to be negative towards you because I feel like I don't want to make you cry.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mate, he sounds like a good guy. What's his name?
His name is Nick.
All right, well, Nick's welcome to Ibiza with me.
He'll take that and run with it. Come here, though, Joel, I must ask you, your sleep routine must be all over the shop, because I know, like, in some of these big places, like in the nightclub scenes, your gig might start at 3 a.m. Like, is your body clock a little bit all over the place as well?
Yeah, to be honest with you, like, it's not all glamorous. Like, that is definitely the hard part of it, is you're living on next to no sleep most of the time and trying to just sleep here and there when you can. I don't think it's for everybody's the truth, because it looks all amazing on Instagram and stuff, but the reality is it's a lot of flights, a lot of hotel rooms, lots of lights, nights of no sleep at all. So but I'm so used to it, though. Like, I've done it for years now, kind of rewired myself to kind of deal with it, but it does get tough. It really does, and there's no way around it. You just got to kind of go with the flow.
But there's incredible memories as well, I presume, throughout every single one of your gigs. But I did just see a couple of weeks ago, was it on you on like a rooftop in New York, and it just looked incredible. Like, these are things you'll remember for the rest of your life.
Yeah, you're right. That was a huge moment this year, playing on that rooftop in New York. It's called the Edge rooftop.
I've been there. It's unbelievable. So
yeah, unbelievable views, amazing vibe, and we filmed it. It was all on YouTube. You can actually watch the whole set back on YouTube if any of your listeners are watching. And it was an incredible night, incredible experience.
Joel, somewhere where you might not expect to be played, your music that is on a vinyl player.
Yeah.
I can tell you that I have done that.
Yeah, we've listened to your tunes on vinyl, which, Joel, we love your music, but we wouldn't necessarily think it was on a vinyl, because you think of the Smiths and you think of Keane or all that kind of being on
or even
vinyl.
Classical or something.
Yes,
you know?
But then when you see new music coming through on vinyl, I'm like, oh yeah, cool. Why not?
Well, I actually, when I started DJing, I started on vinyl, because I'm 37 now. So I started DJing when I was 14, and I started on decks, and they didn't have CD decks or, you know, USBs back then. So vinyl was really special to me, because that's my roots.
Yeah.
And when I put my own records on vinyl, you know, there's something special about that. And they do sound a bit better, don't they?
They do.
You can't deny it. It's not a myth. They do definitely sound better.
Because I was going to hit you there with a new campaign for you to be like, okay, let's get Joel to do a live show with vinyl, but he's done it. Screw that.
I would love to do that. I would actually love to do that. You know, I could get all my garage vinyl back out the loft. So, yeah,
that's a really great idea.
Maybe I'll do that, actually.
You can have that one. Joel Corry, always lovely to chat to you. God knows when we'll talk again. But
I'm sure in a couple of weeks.
Enjoy Tomorrowland.
Guys, always great to chat. Thank you so much for having me back on.
Something new, we're loving it, Spin.
We're fresh and first with new music.
This is Spin.
So fresh and so cool.
Hey, this is Joel Corry, and this is my brand new single Whisper on Spin with Emma, Dave, and Fiona.
Oh, yeah.
I love that.
It's so catchy.
That is spicy. I like that. That's really good.
As summer tunes go, he has nails that.
That is savage, in fairness.
Brand new single from Joel Corry. He was just on the show telling us all about it.
He said he was 37.
I know. It's hard to believe, isn't it?
So good.
Yeah.
He looks 10 years younger than I do, and I'm 31.
Yeah, like, he just keeps himself in great nick, doesn't he?
He's
one of those people that, like, he really cares about his health and his mental health. He looks after himself as well that way with exercise and
stuff. Joel Corry doesn't know the mean. It couldn't spell the word sad. Do you know what I mean?
He has
no idea what it is. He just lives his life. He's just buzzing all the time. He's in great form. I forgot to ask him about Love Island. He was only in it there a couple of days ago.
I know, pain. It would have been interesting to see the Joel Corry session at Love Island. It was a bit awkward, wasn't it? I'm glad we didn't talk to him about it. I hate when people go into the Love Island villa to do their tunes. It's just like, there's like six people dancing in slow-mo.
Yeah.
It's just awkward.
And you know there's probably a million takes.
Yeah.
Some of it's in silence.
Dance again. Do that move again. Hand above the head. I now realise why I've never moved to Germany. I would have struggled living there.
Go on.
If at any point in my life it came up. Because I never realised until I saw a headline yesterday that shopping is banned, is illegal on a Sunday. You can't open your shops on a Sunday
in
Germany
as
it stands.
Because the worst thing, we went to Germany I've been to Germany a couple of times, and each time I get stuck with this, and it's on a Sunday and there's nothing open.
Nothing open whatsoever.
Like, it's bizarre.
I've been to Berlin a couple of times now over the years, and I just haven't remembered that. But I must have flown home on a Sunday and had this problem. But anyway, it's looking like they're asking the government now, allow more shops to open on Sundays, because they need to kind of, it will help the economy, obviously.
But like, back in the day in Ireland, you wouldn't have had this. Sunday was, everything was closed on a Sunday. Everything.
Back in the day, yeah. It's kind of a religious thing.
It was
a
religious thing,
wasn't it?
Yeah. The government Sunday was rest, wasn't it?
There at the moment, they plan to now let bakeries open for 8 hours on a Sunday. This is to help the economy. And public libraries, again, don't make much money, but open for 6 hours on Sundays from January next year. So as a result, the retail groups are saying, hello, what about us? Can we please open on a Sunday? Some stores selling basic items as it stands are allowed, as are restaurants, airports and train station shops. Fair enough if someone wants to get a bottle of water.
But that's the thing, the train station shops were all closed. And you're like,
I just find that nuts. Like, do you know, for tourists as well, like, what do you mean I can't get a bottle of water?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of scary.
It's weird.
Like, just
maybe
the basic
they have
items.
More vending machines or something like that.
It's interesting then, because I was chatting to Callum about this morning, just being like, do you see that? Like, well, is it something for the show? And he was like, well, I didn't know this. He told me that under English law, large shops, so anything that's larger than 280 square metres, are restricted to opening for a maximum of 6 continuous hours on a Sunday between 10 and 6. So you can pick your times of your 6 hours anytime between 10 and 6. But then small shops under the 280 square metres are allowed to choose their own hours. The idea behind this is to give like an opportunity to small businesses to make a few quid versus like, say, the massive Tesco's. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't understand why it's square footage. Why? What is it?
It's to do with the size of the shop. So there is a... This is always a joke in the UK at Easter time, because all the big shops close on Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. But there's always a tweet being like, and the Lord said that the big Tesco must close on Easter, but the little Tesco may remain open.
It's funny that, like, we don't... I've never heard of this. I didn't know this was a thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how did I not know this was a thing? England is literally there.
Mm.
We're always there. We're always in it.
Yeah.
And I don't understand. Is it the same, obviously, up the north?
I would assume
you'd
so.
Imagine so.
Yeah,
it's probably the same law that's in place. Yeah. It's maximum of 6 continuous hours. It's interesting. I was looking then at the Sunday rest culture is still very much in place in Switzerland. If you want to do your shopping on a Sunday, forget about it. I always think as well, like, the weekend is kind of where you get your jobs done. Do you know what I mean? Like, if you were stocking up for the week or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
you can't
true.
Even do your groceries on a Sunday.
I sometimes do a shop on a Sunday.
And then also, like, Switzerland, they're so still strict on their Sunday Sunday rest culture that you're not allowed to use your washing machine or any loud, like, appliance at home on a Sunday to protect the peace.
I'm here for that.
So if you want to get your jobs done on a Sunday, you can't. South Korea, then, they've kind of adopted this to make it fair and, I suppose, unfair, whatever way you look at it. Their large supermarkets must close 2 Sundays each month. So they have a 50%
policy. Like, what's going on?
And that's to support local businesses. And then several states in the US, including Texas, Illinois, Colorado, and New Jersey. You're not allowed, this is so random, car dealerships can't operate or sell any vehicles on a Sunday. But that's the day that you're like, we'll go for a Sunday spin. I need to get my new car. Can't do it on a Sunday.
Our car garages open on a Sunday. I don't think they are. Like,
you'd imagine they would be. That's probably where they do loads of business.
My God. I just can't believe this. I think this is bizarre. I think if they did open, they'd make a rake of money. And also, I'd say there'd be loads of people waiting to work them. Because you'd probably get time and a half or
everyone
something.
In college, everyone, like, you want to work weekends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's your time to make a few quid as
very
well.
True.
You know?
On it, on it, on it.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.